Today's daf is Chulin Daf Pei Zayin. We will begin from the Mishnah, three lines from the top of Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learnt as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sora Alisa. So we're continuing along in the sugyas of Kisui Adam. And the parasha of Kisui Adam is a very small parasha. It's mentioned in Parashas Achimus. The Torah says, V'ish ish mi b'nei Yisrael, u'menager agar b'soicham, ashe yotzud tzeid chaya oy oif. So if somebody captures either a chaya or an oif, not a behemo, asher yeyochel, it has to be a kosher chaya or a kosher oif. Additionally, it requires a kosher shechita. The Shafach has domo, he says, the Torah, you're not allowed to eat the chaya and the oif while the don is lying around, but rather, there's a mitzvah that you need to do, and that is v'chisohu be'ofer. We spoke about some of the lumdis of Kisui Adam. Now, Kisui Adam, although it's an independent mitzvah, it's listed by the Moinei HaMitzvah as one of the mitzvahs, but at the same time, in the world of lumdis, there's a Bahag and Rashi and the sugyas over here in Perek Kisui Adam, and maybe the Rambam as well in Hilchas Brachas seem to be suggesting that Kisui Adam is really a gemar, it's a hashlomo of the mitzvah of Shechita. We spoke a little bit about the Sheirish HaMitzvah of Kisui Adam, that it's related to this idea that a Yid, even though Hashem gave us the right to slaughter animals, but at the same time, on some level, we do have to be sensitive to the rights of the animal. We have to be sensitive to the tsar of the animal, tsar bali chayim deiraisa, and we have to try to inculcate in ourselves a midas arachmanis and try to remove ourselves from the midas achzarius. And says the Sefer Achinuch, and the Rabban says it in his Pirush al Torah as well, that if we would eat from the chay and the oif while the dam is lying around, it would be somewhat of a sign of insensitivity for the animal. Thus, we have a mitzvah of Kisui Adam. Regardless, today we have another festadah that deals with halachas of Kisui Adam, a little bit of Divrei Haggadah as well. Chulin Daf Pei Zayin should have an asterisk next to it in terms of the amount of raid. Hafeichba vafeichba dekulaba. We'll do what we do. Either way, Zok the Mishnah. Shachad v'leikisa. If somebody shechts a chaya or a knife and he did not observe his mitzvah of Kisui Adam, bro, achar, somebody else saw the dam is lying around. Chayv l'chasas. Meaning, we'll see in the Gemara that l'katchila, the one that has the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, is the one that actually shechted the chay or the oif. Stating that, says the Mishnah, that's only l'katchila. But b'di'evet, it doesn't matter who you are, every single yid has a mitzvah to cover dam shechita of either a chay or a oif. Another halacha, kiso v'niskal. What happens if somebody does Kisui Adam, and then afterwards, wind came, for example, and it uncovered the dam? You don't have to cover it a second time. And a third halacha, kiso haruah chayv lechasas. What if in the reverse? What if somebody shechted a chayor oif before he had an opportunity to do the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, the wind blew and the wind caused the offer to cover the dam? The halacha is, being that you did not do any kisui by yourself, chayv lechasas, and the Gemara is going to discuss this in somewhat detail. Either way, Zokta Gemara Tanu Rabban B'Shafach V'Chiso, it says in the Torah, when the Torah mentions the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, V'Shafach Es Domoi, V'Chiso Be'Ofar. Misha Shafach darshins the Gemara Yechasa. He's the one that's supposed to do the Kisui Adam. Shachav Lechiso. What if somebody shechts and he didn't do Kisui Adam? Ro Achar. And somebody else saw that this Yid was Mevatel his mitzvah of Kisui Adam. I mean, Ayin Shechayv Lechasas. How do you know that even though he's not the first choice in terms of who's supposed to be doing it, but how do you know but the Yevet if the one that was supposed to do it didn't do it? There now, any Yid has an obligation. Now, those words, V'oymel v'nei Yisrael, is actually the next pasuk. It says, Ki nefesh kol basar domoi b'nafshehu V'oymel v'nei Yisrael. So even though it's the next pasuk, it's not the actual pasuk that mentions the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, but the juxtaposition, Darshin Chazal, that even though the Shafach is Dome Vichisoba of the Katchiva, the one that did the Shvicha, the one that did the Shchita, he has the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. But at the same time, the Oymal of Nei Yisrael is an idea of Asor Lechol Bnei Yisrael. Tan Yidach, the Shafach Vichisob, Mibmash, Shafach Boychasa, the way you do the Shvicha, meaning the way you do the Shchita, that's the way to do the Kisui Adam. What does that mean? Can't do shechita with your foot. That would be hard. So just like shechita, it's understood you have to do with your hands, so too, Kisui Adam should be done with your hands, not with your foot. And we learn from here a general halacha, halacha that transcends the halachas of Kisui Adam. And that is, shelo yehu mitzvahs bezuyas olav. A person has to be careful. Every time he does a mitzvah, he should do it in a way of kavod. Shelo yehu mitzvah is bezuyah v'olav. Incidentally, the Rambam brings this halacha in the very end of Hilchas Shechita. So the first halacha of the Rambam in Hilchas Shechita we've mentioned many times. The Rambam says, mitzvah saseh sheyishchet. is a mitzvah saseh to do shchita. Not all the Rishonim hold that shchita is a mitzvah saseh. The Ramban holds that shchita is not a mitzvah saseh. That's the first halacha in the Rabban Hilchos Shchita. What's the last halacha? Fast forward all the way to the end. Perik Yudal at halacha tezayin says the Rambam b'kishem echasa. When a person does kisei adam lo'i chasa b'ragla, you shouldn't do it with his foot. El b'yado, oy besakin, oy beklis. It doesn't have to be literally with your hand, but it should, the point is shlo yinig minig b'zoyin. You shouldn't do it b'derech b'zoyin b'mitzvos v'yu b'zoyin zolav. Why? She'ina kovet la'atzman shol mitzvah. Says the Rambam. Just you understand a little this idea. The point is not to have covered for the mitzvah. Oh, this is a mitzvah. It's a chetzah shel mitzvah. Tashmishe mitzvah. So you can have covered for the actual mitzvah. Says Rambam, it's not the point. The point is, Ella that misha tzivo behem. You're supposed to have covered to the one that commanded you to do the mitzvah. And who is that? That's Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hatzilenu milamashish b'choshach. And then he gives a little musashmuz about what mitzvahs are. And mitzvahs are the light in the darkness, and it shows us the way. And it's a way of living the Dahoibana life. Either way, says the Rambam, the point of eight Shlayhu mitzvahs b'zuyas olav is not covered for the mitzvah per se, but as you would expect, it's covered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is mitzavos to do the mitzvah. Tan yiduch another b'raisa b'shavach v'chizem isha shavach u'yichasenu says, the Gemara Maisa Bechad is a story with someone sheshachat v'kodam chaveroi. There was a person who shechted a chayor and a knife, and then somebody else went and he quickly did the mitzvah of kisei adam. Meaning, likat chila v'shafach v'chisa misha shafach ichasa. The Mishnah said that b'di'eved shachat v'loy kisa v'ra'o achar chayv l'chasa. Then somebody else has an obligation to do the kisa. But what's likat chila? The one that does the shechita, he's the one that's supposed to do the kisei adam. And as we'll see in this Gemara now, he has a schus to do the kisei adam. So what happened? Somebody shechted a chayor, a knife, and before he had an opportunity to do the kisei adam, somebody else came. And this person was very upset. You took away my mitzvah. And he brought him to the Nasi, Rabbi Gamliel. The Chayvi, Rabbi Gamliel, says the price, Liten lo yud zehuven. Rabbi Gamliel told this yid, who chaptois the mitzvah, he says, you have to pay. I'm giving you a knas. You have to take yud zehuven, which was a lot of money, and you have to give it to this person from whom you took the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Ibayelahu. Schar mitzvah, or schar bracha. What was the idea of this yud zehuven? Was he paying the person for taking away his mitzvah? And the schar mitzvah, so to speak, was yud zehuven, or was it for the schar bracha? Kisei adam is a mitzvah. Being that there's a mitzvah, you make a bracha. We mentioned the bahag. You make the bracha after you do the kisei adam, not before the kisei adam. But regardless, was it schar mitzvah or was it schar bracha? Says the Gemara, might not give me. What difference does it make? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you the difference. The birchas hamazon. Difference would be, what would be if somebody took away somebody's mitzvah of birchas hamazon? I am it schar mitzvah. If it's schar mitzvah, achasi birchas hamazon is one mitzvah in the minyan mitzvahs. The am it schar bracha. But if you're going to tell me the concept of the yud zehuven wasn't for the mitzvah of kisei adam, but it was for the birchas hamitzvahs of kisei adam, then birchas hamazon is made up of four brachas. If it's four brachas, back of the envelope arithmetic, 4 times 10, havin arbaim, you're going to end up with 40. My. So that's the Gemara Shaila. So the Gemara brings a story, it's a braisa, where there was a maisa shahaya kachaya, where somebody shechted an animal, he had a mitzvah to do kisei adam, and before he did the kisei adam, somebody went and he chapped away the mitzvah from him. He was very upset, he took him to din Torah. Why are you taking me to din Torah? Because you stole my mitzvah. How do you get back a mitzvah? So he brought it to Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel said, there's no behesha v'sak zela asher gaza, but I'm going to give you a knas, and the knas is you're going to have to pay yud zehuven, a big number. Says the Gemara, what was it for? Was it for the mitzvah for the bracha? The mind afkimina? Afkimina with birchas hamazon? Birchas hamazon is one mitzvah, but it's four brachas. Was it yud zehuven based on this formula, or is it going to be 40 zehuvim? So the Gemara says, Tashmat Lavalei, who mean the Rebbe, there was a min, a tzedoiki, that once told Rebbe, Misha yatsa harim lebar ruach, or Misha bar ruach le yatsa harim. So he did not believe in monotheism, and he believed in different pagans and different koichos, and he said, I can prove it to you. I can prove to you that the one, the power that created the mountains is not the one that created the wind. And the one that created the wind is not the one that created the mountains. And he had a pasuk to back it up, a pasuk in Amos. The pasuk says, Ki hine yoitzer harim uvayre ruach. And what he believed was, yoitzer is the name of a deity, yoitzer harim, uvayre is the name of another deity, ruach. So this is what he told Rebbe. Oh, Malay, so Rebbe told him, Shaita, shvil the sefer the krah. Did you bother looking at the end of the pasuk? It says Hashem Tzvachay Shemay. You want to know who created Harim and Ruach? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalei. So the person said, I hear. I should have thought of that. See, Nekoyli Zimna Tlasa Yoy Ma'ganoch Tiofte. He says, but Rabbi, give me 3 days. I'm going to come back to you. You're going to see. I'm going to have a good comeback line for what you just told me. Either way, the Gemara says, Yosef Rabbi Klas Tanesa. Rabbi fasted 3 days. those 3 days, as he's waiting for this min, this heretic, to come back. At the end of the 3 days, Rebbe broke his fast, he's going to sit down to eat now. So he sits down for a suda, and literally, as he's about to break bread, there's a knock on the door, and maybe Amsa the Rebbe comes, and tells Rebbe that there's somebody here for you. Who's here? There's a tzedaki for you, Amar. So Rebbe quoted a pasuk in Tehillim. He said, "Vayitnu bivarusi rosh." Vilitsami yashkuni chaimetz. He said, "I'm finally about to sit down to eat, and my food is disgusting. Why? Because I'm going to have this tzeduki who's going to walk in now on my meal, and he's going to disturb my meal." Now, Rebbe thought it's that min, that tzeduki. So he had fasted 3 days. He wanted to talk to him, but after the meal. So now he's walking in on the meal. So he quotes this pasuk where the suda is beroyish. It's not kishmak. Amale. So he told the Rebbe, mevaser toivas anilach. He says, no, I'm not that tzeduki. I'm a different tzeduki. And I came to give you good news. Like matzah tshuva, that min that you were having it out with, he told you he needed 3 days to figure out how he's going to spin this pasuk in Amos in his favor. He couldn't do it. And as a result, the Nafal min Agag, he killed himself. Umes Omaloi. So he told him, Ritzoncha shetisoid etzli. He said, Rebbe told this other men, he said, "Would you like to eat with me?" Omalei he. So after they ate together, Omalei, so he told him, Rebbe did, Koshel bracha at the shoysa. I'm giving you two choices now. I mean, they ate together. He said, "If you'd like, I can give you a koshel bracha. Or I'll give you the option to leave now. You won't participate in the benching, but I'll give you 40 zehuvin for walking out." Amaloisa, he told him, "Koishal bracha nishaisa." So he said, "You're giving me a choice. I can either participate in your benching, koishal bracha of Rebbe." You can imagine that. He says, "Or 40 zehuvin. I'd rather have your bracha and the koishal bracha and the birchas amazon sitting at Rebbe's table is worth more to me than 40 zehuvin." Amar Rebbe Yitzchak. So Yotza Baskel came out for Amra and said, "Koishal bracha shavar bam zehuvin." You see from here that a koishal bracha is worth 40 zehuvin. Parenthetically, the Gemara says, "Amar Rebbe Yitzchak, Adan Yesh Lois Meshpacha Megdeli Roimi." This tzeduki, his family was zeicha to gedula, and as a matter of fact, Rebbe Yitzchak said that in his days, this was still from the Chasha families in Rome, the Kairin Oysa, and if you want to know who they are, it's Mishpachas Bar Luyainas. Either way, why are we bringing this story with Rebbe? Because you see one thing from here. You see that Rebbe, after he broke bread, after he ate together with this tzeduki, the good guy, not the original tzeduki that was debating Rebbe, so he didn't want him, for some reason, to participate in his Birchas HaMazon. And he was willing to pay him to walk away from his Birchas HaMazon. He told him, "Listen, if you ate, so in theory, Mr. Chayid, so you can sit and you can bench with me," stating that, "If you're willing to walk away, I'll give you 40 zehuvin." What was the methodology of 40 zehuvin? Presumably, because if this person was going to walk away and he wasn't going to bench together with Rebbe, so Rebbe would be robbing him of a mitzvah. And he had to pay him for the mitzvah. What was he paying? 40 zehuvin. Now, if you're going to tell me that the concept of paying knas for taking a mitzvah away from somebody is based on the bracha that you're robbing that person from, then it makes sense how Rebbe came up with 40 zehuvin. Because Rebbe Gamliel gave 10 zehuvin to the person from whom the mitzvah of Kisei Adam was stolen. If it's for the bracha, so it's 10 zehuvim per bracha. Birchas HaMazon is made up of 4 brachas. As a result, it's 4 times 10. It's going to be 40. But if the yud zehuvim of Rabbi Gamliel was for the mitzvah, so where'd Rabbi come up with 40 zehuvim? It should have been 10 zehuvim for the one mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon. Thus, you see from this story that for taking away Birchas HaMazon, it's 40 zehuvim. It must be that the schar is related not to the mitzvah, the schar is related to the bracha, l'may nafkumina. Birchas HaMazon is a classic nafkumina. Is Birchas HaMazon going to be looked at as one, or is Birchas HaMazon going to be looked at as 4? The other question is, why did Rebbe care if this person was going to bench with him? I mean, Rebbe initially didn't want to eat. He was very upset when he heard there was a tzeduki there. But that was the tzeduki that was giving him a hard time. Then when he found out it was a tzeduki that came to tell him a besura toiv, he invited him in to eat. But for some reason, when it came to benching, he didn't want him there. So it's clear from this gemara that Rebbe did not want to bench in the presence of the tzeduki. That's good. But at the same time, he felt like he couldn't take away the mitzvah that he had to either bench or to answer Amen, maybe to Rebbe's benching, Ayin B'Rishonim. But the point is, is that what we need from this story is not that Rebbe didn't want to bench with a tzaduki. That's when you're learning Masechtas Brachos and you're learning the sugyas of Birchas Hazimun. So that's of note. But for now, we're focusing more on what Rebbe felt the value of the mitzvah was and what he was willing to pay the tzaduki from being maskim to walk away from the mitzvah. For Birchas Hamazon, it was 40 zehuvim. Thus, you see from here that the concept of yud zehuvim is not related to the mitzvah per se, but rather what it's related to is the Birchas HaMitzvahs. Incidentally, Tosa speaks out that as it relates to this knas of Yud Zehuvim, it's not something that Beis Din enforces Bizman Hazeh. And the reason is because we know Beis Din is not dan dine knasis Bizman Hazeh. In order for someone to be a judge on a Beis Din that's going to pass in dine knasis, he has to have smicha. Not smicha in the yoyre yoyre yodin yodin sense, but smicha as if he received it from someone who received it from someone who received it from someone, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And unfortunately, we don't have any real musmach in this manazah. That's why we can't give Mises Beis Din. I mean, there's other reasons why you can't give Mises Beis Din, but that's also why you can't give Malkus and Dine Knosses. And there were different controversies throughout the ages about based on a Rambam and Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Inkam Mekoyme. But the point is that today you can't pass in Dine Knosses because in order to pass in Dine Knosses, you'd have to have a musmach. We do not have any musmach. So Tosfos says that as much as this is a very important halacha, but unfortunately, it's not halacha l'maisa. Stating that, the Ramah says there is one nafgamina where this would be halacha l'maisa. And the Ramah is a cheshem mishpat. It's in Simon Shin Pei Beis. And the Ramah says that even though we don't pass kindine knasses, but the halacha is that if somebody owes somebody a knas, and the person to whom the money is owed goes and he's toifus, he grabs this thing that's owed him from the somebody else, the halacha is loy mafgina mine. So says the Ramah, as it relates to this very halacha, at the end of this very long sevkat nechod, today we're not goyva the yud zehuvin avalim tafas. But if somebody goes ahead and he takes it away, then the halach is you're not going to take it away. And this is halach. This is halach lemaisa. So halach lemaisa, if somebody would steal a mitzvah from somebody else, this person walks into his house, he takes away yud zehuvin. Halach and Shulchan Aruch is loy mafkina mine. Where else do you have this? So, for example, I mean, remember when we learned Bava Kama? So we spoke about palganiska. Short time pays chatzin ezek. So it's a shaylon legemara. Is palganiska knasa or is palganiska mamoina? So we passing palganiska's knasa. As a result, it's never negaya today to pay chatzin ezek. Stating that even though palganiska's knasa. And we're not dandine knasis, so if we're not dandine knasis, you can't make somebody pay. But if somebody's shar would be mazik somebody, the halach is if you'd be goyv, you'd be able to take it. Now, is somebody sure going to be mazik? But a real life story would be, what if somebody has a dog, and his dog bites somebody? Or the dog goes into his neighbor, your backyard, your neighbor's dog, and he causes damage. So what's the halach? Even though we know all the sugyas of Shartam and Sharmur is regarding the shar, but Rashi says, it's not dafka shar, it's any animal. So if a dog bites and causes damage the first two or three times, he's considered a keliftam. He's considered a shartam. He has to pay chatzin ezek. So what if your neighbor's dog damages you? So what's the halach? Could you force him to pay you or not? The halach is, if the first time, second time, third time, he has a din of a shartam. Shartam is chayiv chatzin ezek. Chatzin ezek is a knas. The halach is palganiska knasa, you can't enforce him to pay. Stating that, if you go into his living room, you would take something from him, then maybe be able to keep it. Now, when a shartam is a little more complicated, he's mishalim yigufay, but whatever. The point is that as it relates to palgan, or any time you find knasas, the halach in Shulchan Aruch is going to be that you're not chayiv to pay, because we have no way of enforcing dine knasas bizman hazeh, but at the same time, a very, very critical caveat, and that is in tafas le'mafkina mine. So dine knasas is not hilchas le'mashicha. It's always considered halach le'maisa in the poiskim. Not because of the first part, le'mafkina mine. So how's that halach le'maisa if you can't do anything about it? It's because of the second part. It's because of the part in tafas le'mafkina. Either way, we'll speak out a lot more rate about this, but in the meantime, l'mafkina bisalvaitach. So in this kal, what if somebody does kisu yadam, and then afterwards it was uncovered, so do you have to do it in tzveitin mo? So the Mishnah said, no. Why is it different than a Shabbos Aveda? You always have to give it back. So why don't you say for Kisi Adam, they have to cover it. Afilu me'apamim. You have to make sure it's covered. So if it got uncovered, cover it again. He told him, Hasam like Simiyuta, by Shabbos Aveda, there's no miyut that suggests that your potter once you return the Aveda one time. Hacha, there is a miyut. It says, miyuta v'chisahu, v'chisahu. Who is a lashon of miut, and it's coming to say that you do it once, you don't have to do it more than once. So the Mishnah said, if the wind covered it,
chayv lechasos, it doesn't make you exempt. Say, oh, it's covered anyways, right? No. Kisol ruach, he's still going to be chayv. Amar Rabbi Bar Bachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bachan said, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan a very important caveat to this Mishnah, and that is loishanu el shechazim and eskal. When we say that if the wind covered it, that your potter, that your chayv, it means if it was then uncovered. So the wind covered it. Now it was uncovered. My potter, my chayv. The halacha is I'm chayv. That's in contrast to if I covered it and then the wind uncovered it. The halacha is I would be potter. But being that here I never covered it. When it was covered, it was the wind that covered it. It's for that reason, now that it's uncovered, I'm going to be chayv. But let's say the wind covered it, and now it's covered. So I don't have to take the offer off and put the offer back on. Can move on. If this second it's covered, I'm going to be patur melechasis. I don't understand. You tell me the halacha is that I shechted a chaya, wind came, it covered the dam. Right now I'm patur, because right now it's covered. So if it's covered, what am I covering? So the halacha is apata. Stating that if it now gets uncovered, chayv lechasas. Once I was potter at the time that the wind covered the dam with the offer, why don't we say that this mitzvah is dachoy? Meaning right now, there's no mitzvah to be mekayim. And if I can't be mekayim the mitzvah now, shouldn't that mean I'm always going to be potter from being mekayim the mitzvah? Now, why should it mean that? What's the precedence for such an idea? Kachem. By kachem, you find the concept, dam, for example, of a carbon. Once it becomes posel, lezrika, it takes on a life of its own. It takes on a nupsel. It's what's known as dachoy. Once something gets pushed away, it's considered pushed away forever. So there's no such thing as a carbon that was not roi lahakrova, that something will happen later to make it roi lahakrova. Because once it's not roi lahakrova, it's automatically pushed away. It can never become chazik lahakrova again. So afraid the Gemara, if you find this concept of dachoy, when it comes to karbonos, why don't you say the same halacha and say dachay etzel mitzvahs? Say that once the wind covered the dam, at that moment I was potter from kisei adam. So say that it's dachay. So even if later the circumstances change, later the offer was blown away by the wind again, somebody uncovered it. Right now I am in a state where I can be mekayim this. That's like saying I had a carbon that was possible. Now the psul went away. It doesn't matter. Once it's possible, it's possible. So I have a Rapapa said, you know what you see from this Mishnah, which is a suya chas, it's in Perikul of Agazel, etc. But the point is, says Rapapa, that this Mishnah is a Maru Mokoim. That even though you find the concept of dichoy when it comes to carbon, but you don't find the idea of dachoy when it comes to mitzvah. Another kasha. We learned in a braisa, if somebody shechts a chayva oif, and then the dam, the blood got absorbed in the karka. The halach is chayv lechasis. You have to do kisoy. What's the kasha? Why is it different than if the wind covered the dam? If the wind covers the dam, while the dam is covered, there's no mitzvah of kisya dam. It's only when it gets uncovered there's a mitzvah. But while it's covered, there is no mitzvah. So, the Gemara, why is it different than if you shech, the dam was absorbed in the ground, where even though right now it's in a state of balua, right now it seems to be covered, still have a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, you have to say, hasan kriya shumay nekid. That's talking about where even though the dam was absorbed in the ground, but you could see it. You see red on the ground. Being that it's nicker, that there's dam there, that's why you have a mitzvah. Because if it was ein rishumay nekid, if there'd be no way of knowing that there's blood over there, then it's no different than if it's kiso haruach. So the halacha is, you would be potter's okta mishna vayta, dam shenis arba mayim. What happens if somebody shechts a chayor noif? He has a mitzvah kisei adam. And then that dam, before you had an opportunity to do the mitzvah, it got mixed with water. So do I have a mitzvah kisei adam? Or do I not have a mitzvah kisei adam? Says the Mishnah, im yesh bei maris dam, if it looks like blood, chayav lechasos. Clearly implying, if it does not look like blood, then you're not going to be chayav lechasos. And sarev b'yayin, what if it got mixed with wine, red wine? And as a result, it's for sure going to look like dam because the wine is red and the blood is red. And as a result, so how are you supposed to figure it out then? If it got mixed up with water, okay, so the water's clear. So as a result, the color is going to change. So you have a good way of figuring out whether I have a mitzvah kisa, I don't have a mitzvah kisa. But if it's with blood, l'chari, you can't use this trick. So what are you supposed to do? Says the Mishnah, Royan. What we do is, Royan, I sekilu humayim. We make believe the wine was water. We ask ourselves, had that amount of water been mixed with this dam, would it look red? Or would it not look red? The halacha is, if it would look red, then we look at it as dam, there's a mitzvah kisei dam. Otherwise, I mean, mamar of shachit's going to look red. The question is, what would be had it not mixed with wine, had it mixed with water? Says the Gemara, Nesar b'dam dehema. What happens if the dam chayah got mixed with dam dehema? So dam chayah and kisya dam, dam dehema is not chayah and kisya dam. Or b'dam chayah. Or it got mixed up with dam of a chayah, where there's no chi of kisya dam. Rashi says, you did a kazas sadam. You took blood out of the chayah while it was alive. A live animal had a wound. It was bleeding. So obviously there's no mitzvah skizya dam. So they're both dam chayev. There's no way in the world it's not going to look any different. But some of the dam is chayev. Some of the dam is potus. Again, rayin oisakile mayim. This is the trick. We make believe that the yayin or the dam behemo, the dam chayev, that's not chayev. And kisya dam is really mayim. We ask ourselves in this taruvus, if it really was mayim, would it look like dam? Would it not look like dam? If it looks like dam, we treat it as dam. There's a mitzvah skizya dam. If it wouldn't look like dam, then you're going to be potter. Rebbe Yehuda says, Ein dam vatel dam. Rebbe Yehuda says, no such thing. Dam and dam? No. Ein dam vatel dam. This is, of course, Rebbe Yehuda Lishitasai, who holds mim ben minay loy batel, which we're going to discuss. That's a show we're starting Perek Gid Anosha next week. So we're going to get into the sugis of Taruvos, and Bas V'Cholam, and all the shmak the sugis in the end of Mesech Tzchula. But for now, Rebbe Yehuda Shita says, Ein dam vatel dam. And Rebbe Yehuda felt that being that dam can't be mevatel dam, any time you have dam chaya, that's chaya v'kisi adam, and it's mixed with other dam, you're always for sure going to be chayv in the midst of kisya dam. Dam anita is, what about dam that squirts, v'shal asakin, or dam that's on the knife, chayv l'chasas. Meaning, when you think of kisya dam, you think of the dam that's on the ground. What about the dam that's on the knife, for example? So the Mishnah says, we had this already, you chayv to do kisya dam. The only time you chayv to start scraping dam off the knife is that's the only dam. But let's say there's other dam to do the mitzvah with, patab l'chasas, then you don't have to start scraping dam. I mean, if that's the only way to be mekayim the mitzvah, then you take that dam and you make sure you're mekayim the mitzvah with it. But if you anyways be mekayim the mitzvah, then there's no reason. Zok to Gemara, Tanan Hasam. We learned in the Mishnah. Where's Hasam? Zvachim ayin zayin, menoches chav beis. So this is real. Kachim, dam shen esari b'mayim. And why are you talking about dam when you learn zvachim? Because the whole zvachim is dam, right? So the ikker of a carbon is the dam, the avidus adam, shchita kabbalah lachas rika, and it culminates with dam going on the mizbech. What happened was, is the Kohen had dam of a carbon, and it got mixed up with water, or it got mixed up with wine, or it got mixed up with dam that's not of a carbon. So the question is, what do I do now from the standpoint of doing gazrika? So it's a Mishnah. Dam shen nisar b'mayim, dam that got mixed up with water. Im yesh bei maris dam, if it looks like dam kosh. Nisar b'yayim, what if it got mixed up with wine? Roi noise kilu mayim. We look at it as if it's mayim. Meaning, we look at the yayin as if it's mayim. We ask ourselves, if it was mayim, would it look like dam? Then we treat it as dam of a carbon. You do azrika with it. If not, you can't do azrika with it. Nesari b'dam behema b'dam chaya. What if I got mixed up with a dam behema or a dam chaya? Roy noise kilu mayim. Again, roy noise. Yehuda says, ain dam b'vatel dam. So this is literally the same exact Mishnah that we had right here. In our Mishnah, in Chulin Pei Zayin, the context is the mitzvah of kisya adam. You have an obligation to be mechasa the dam of a chayor or a knife, where there was a proper shechita. The dam was now nesar for something else. Nesar with mayim, with yayin, with dam behema, dam chayor, that's not chayim in kisya adam. So the question is, what do you do? So the Tanakhama says, you always look at the color. If the color is red, meaning it looks like dam, then it's a mitzvah of kisya adam. What if the thing that was nesar with is also red, or also is dam? So then there's a concept of roya. We make believe what would have been had it not been dam. Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree with everything, with the exception of dam being nesar with dam, because that's already a mim b'minay, and mim b'minay is like, so that's our Mishnah here in Chulin Pei Zayin. The Mishnah, the Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah that's over there, is in Zvachin, Ayin Zayin Amad Beis. And that Mishnah says the same exact halacha with the same Rabbi Yehuda and the same Royin, but with regards to the halachos of Karbanos. Zok to Gemara, I'm Rabbi Chiyah Rabba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Chiyah Rabba said, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, Loishanu, with regards to the Mishnah, Mesach de Zvachin, Elosh and Nafl Mayim L'Teich Dam. The only time that halacha is true is if the Mayim and the Dam that were Nesarev, the way it got mixed up was the water fell into the Dam. So then you have that halach. Avol nafal dam l'teich mayim. What would be in the reverse case? What would be if the dam fell into the water? So then the halach is rishin batal. Even if it looks like dam right now, still the halacha would be that it's going to be possible. I mean, the Mishnah says, if dam is a sarav with mayim and it looks like dam, you go ahead and do a zrika. Said Rabbi Yochanan, that's only true if the mayim was nesarav into the dam. But if the dam was nesarav into the mayim, not that way. What's the reason? And he said, alum this. Because as the dam pours into the mayim, it's one drip at a time. So if it happens one drip at a time, the dam is always going to be the miut to the mayim. It's not a little bit of dam that falls into a big tub of water is going to look like water. See, even though as more and more dam accumulates, at that point the taruvos is going to change, and at that point it may actually look like dam, but says Rabbi Yochanan, it's too late. Why is it too late? Because Rishon bottle. Because as the dam was dripping in, each drip of dam became bottle. And as a result, you're always going to be potter. Oh, Rav Papa
said, that comment that Rav Chiya bar Abba said he heard from Rav Yochanan, that was only with regards to the Mishnah in Zvachim Ayin Zayin.
It's only with regards to the Kachim component of this halacha. But Elin and Kisui, as it relates to our Mishnah in Eke, it's going to be different. Why? Because I don't care that if when the dam poured into the water, every drip of dam became bottle. As long as right now there's so much dam that the taruvas looks like dam, that's enough to be chayav kisui dam. What's the difference? How come when it comes to karchim, we say that as each little bit of dam becomes bottle, even if later there's so much dam that the taruvas looks like dam, you're still going to be bottle? Here not. What's the difference? It's like we just said. Because ein dichei etzel mitzvahs. The whole yisoid of why, if dam is nisarev with mayim, piecemeal, so that each drip of dam becomes bottle, even if later there's so much dam that it looks like dam, you're still going to be bottle, because as each little bit of dam went in, it was bottle, thus it became dachli. Once it's dachli, nothing later can make this kosher again. Because once it's possible, it's always going to be possible. That's true by kachim, like we spoke at Anam and Aleph. That's not true when it comes to mitzvahs, indichei etzel mitzvahs. As a result, as it relates to our mishnah, it doesn't matter how the taruvas happen. If dam dripped into water, if water dripped into dam, we look at the finished product. If right now it looks like dam, there's a mitzvah of kisei dam. If right now it doesn't look like dam, there's no mitzvah of kisei dam. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmo, kol ma'ra dam dumis, anything that looks like blood, mechaprin, umachshirin, the chayavim bekisoy. Says the Gemara, my kamash, mechaper, when you say mechaper, what do you mean? Presumably you mean dam kachim. That if it looks like dam, we treat it as dam. And thus it's mechaper. Figure Martinina, that's a mission of Masechta Zvachim Ayin Zayin. Chayavim bekisoy, what does that mean? It means if you have dam chay or oif, and it's in a taru voice, and it looks like dam, there's a mitzvah kisei dam. Tanina, that's also a mishnah. That's chulin pei zayin. And machshirin, and the third halacha, says the Gemara, machshirin it's trichale. So the chiddush must be machshirin. The idea that dam, which we know is machshir, in order for food to be mekabel tumah, it has to be hukshul mekabel tumah. Mesachtas ma'at, oh mesachta, mesachtas machshirin. But either way, it has to first become wet, and you have to be okay, happy with the fact that it's wet. Regardless, it has to be wet. So maybe that's where it's negeya, right? Machshir it's rigolet. So you want to know if you have dam that was a sirev with mayim and it fell on fruit, and now a sheret, it's a dead sheret, one of the shmeinu shrots and fell on it. So the shailas is a tummy or is it not? So you'll tell me if it looks like dam, then it's going to be machshir. Says the Gemara, right? Machshir it's rigolet. But the Gemara says machshirim nami. What's the chiddush? What's the other side? If this taruva is a dam and mayim, is not dam. It's mayim. So eat dam, achshuri, machshuri, mayim, achshuri, machshuri. The Gemara says, l'tzricha, chetam de b'mikshah. What happened was it got mixed with rainwater. And rainwater is not always machshuri. So what would it be if the dam was mixed with rainwater? The chelik of the dam is machshir. The chelik of the rainwater is not. But the Gemara says, make shaman nami, keeping the shock of a rami, achshavinu. Rainwater is only not machshir if you don't do anything with the rainwater. But once you collect the rainwater, and you show that you're taking it, you want it on some level, then it is machshir. So l'chayra, if you had the dam and the taruvos together with the rainwater, doesn't that, by definition, mean that you have some level of rotzoin towards this rainwater, so that even on the tzad that we look at it as make shom, and still it should be machshir. So what's the chiddush that this dam taruvos is machshir? It's talking about where it just fell in on its own. No, you never did anything. The way that you didn't create the taruvos, you had blood in a pail on your roof, and then it started raining, and now you have a taruvos. That's what happened. Either way, you didn't do anything to show nichusa. So the dam, that would be able to be machshir. The rainwater, being that it just happened on its own, you never showed any rotzen towards the rainwater, would not be able to be machshir. So is it machshir? Is it not machshir? So that's this price. So that just like we have the Mishnah with regards to kitzi adam, chulun pei zayin, we have the Mishnah as it relates to dam zvachim, Zvachim, Ayin, Zayin, have the same exact halacha as it relates to Masechtas Machshirin. Rav Asi min Ahar Biloimer, he said a different halacha, Bitzlolosa de Dama. We're talking in that price and not about the real dam, the real red. We're talking about the diluted blood. So some of the dam is a little bit more diluted. That dam is treated a little bit differently. Yirmi Medifti Yomar, Yirmi Medifti said as it relates to dam that was in Sarev with Mayim, some more halachas. Number one, Anushkaris. If somebody eats it, so how do you know if somebody eats dam or drinks dam? It says in the Torah, don't eat dam, right? Not don't drink dam. But either way, if somebody eats dam, so is he chayiv karis or is he not chayiv karis? He says the same exact halacha. If it looks like dam, you're going to be chayiv. If it doesn't look like dam, you're going to be pot. It has to be a gezayis. Kazayas, shouldn't it be a revius? It's real red. But masnisa tama, then the tama ba'oil. Another halacha would be is a matama ba'oil. We know that a revius of dam, a mace, is matama ba'oil. So what if you have dam of a mace, but it was a sarav with mayim? So the question is, do I look at it as dam, do I look at it as mayim? Again, the same exact halacha, and here the Gemara says, would take a revius, because the shear, as it relates to a mace being matama ba'oil, is a shear of revius exhale. Either way, so the Gemara and the Pezayin of Aleph, going back to the beginning of the Daf, discuss the halacha of Kisei Adam, where it says in the Torah, the Shafach v'chisa, and we learn from there, Misha Shafach, Hu yichaseno. And then the Gemara brought a story. There was a story with someone Shafach v'kol mechaver v'chisa. Somebody shechted a chayoif, and somebody else went, and before he himself had an opportunity to do the Kisei Adam, he was mechaser the dam. And the seed was very upset. He said, you took away my mitzvah. And he brought him to Rabbi Gamliel. The chayv Rabbi Gamliel, litan wa yud zuhuv. Rabbi Gamliel said that you have to pay a knas. You have to give this person yud zuhuv. Says Tosfos. What would be if you're in shul, it's Shabbos, and the gabba calls somebody up for shishi, a nice aliyah, and he calls Yamoid Reb Chaim Yankel Ben, and before Chaim Yankel has a chance to go up to say Baruch Hu Hashem Amavayrach, some other yid decided Ich bin the chashishi. So he ran up to the beam and he says Baruch Hu Hashem Amavayrach, and Chaim Yankel's upset. You took away my shishi. Is there an idea of Yud Zuhuvin because he took away his mitzvah? Meaning in this Gemara, you see this. If you steal my mitzvah, you take away my bracha, maybe even, one side in the Gemara, there's a concept, there's a halacha of Yud Zuhuvim. So Tosfos would say, what would have been if something like that would happen? Where the Baal Kaira, the Gabbai called somebody up to the Sefer Torah, and somebody else went ahead, and he chopped him. Says Tosfos, it's pashut that you would not have the halacha of Yud Zuhuvim in that case. Why not? He says, because the only time you have the halacha of Yud Zuhuvim, this is a very important lumdus, that's if you take away my mitzvah. I have a mitzvah, this is my mitzvah. You went ahead now and you took away my mitzvah. So there the halacha is that if you stole my mitzvah, there's a knas, you have to give me yud zuhuvim. But for someone to go up and get shishi, is that his shishi? And says Tosfos, even if the gabbai called him up, he decided that this is going to be his aliyah. It doesn't make it, it doesn't become a bailin, it just they called him up. That's the tzura of a shul, of a Beis HaKnesses. That before somebody goes, you don't just randomly walk up to the Sefer Torah, but there has to be Seder v'pnei Dark Yisholah, and there's a way to do it. There's Koyin Levi Yisrael, even Koyin Levi Yisrael, Tosfos says it's not a real din. Right? Tosfos says it's the din derab, but the point is that you're not a Bailam on your Aliyah. And being that you're not a Bailam on Aliyah, is no Allah of Yud Zuhuvim. Meaning, in our sugya, where the Torah says, v'shafach v'chisa, and Chazal said, misha shafach yichasa, so that means that if I shecht an animal, I myself have the schus to go ahead and do the Kisei Adam. So if it's my mitzvah of Kisei Adam, and now you went ahead and did the Kisei Adam, you took away my mitzvah. Why is it my mitzvah? Because it says, misha shafach yichasa. That's the whole hemshech of the brisa. It says, v'shafach v'chisa, misha shafach yichasa. Oh, nice, Rabbi Gamliel. Why are we bringing this story here about Kisei Adam? Because it's related. It's related. It flows from the halacha. Because it's a halacha of misha shafach hu yichasa, so it comes out that when I shech, it's my mitzvah. Now that you went ahead and you took away my mitzvah, there's going to be a halacha of Yud Zuhuvim. But if I was going to do a mitzvah, I was about to do it, but it wasn't mine, quote unquote, I was going to go up and make a bracha on the Torah. I was going to say Birchas HaTorah. It's not my Birchas HaTorah more than yours. There's a halacha that in shul you're supposed to have X amount of aliyahs, etc. But it's not mine. So you didn't take anything that was mine from me. You're not a goslin. I was going to do it, and now you went ahead and did it. So you chapped me. That's fine, but you didn't take away my thing. Being that you didn't take away my thing, says Tais, very important. You saw it. You're not going to have the halacha of Yudzu. Says the Rosh that, I'll give you another example. The Rosh brings Tais' example, same halacha, that the only time you have a halacha of Yudzu, if you take away somebody's mitzvah, such as by Kisei Adam, thus the Hakdama, Misha Shofa, Chuyichas, and then my sub Rabbi Gamliel, because only because you took away his mitzvah. But the Rosh says, I'll give you another example. What would be if somebody appointed somebody a shliach to do bris milah for a son? So there's a bris milah, and there's a mile. This mile is being paid. He's the shliach. He's going to go ahead and do the bris milah. Just so happens that you have an uncle that's a mile, right? He's in the audience. And he comes with his messer, the chalit. And he runs over to the baby and he says, kvater, boom. And he goes ahead and he does the bris milah. Says the Rosh, is he chayif to give Yud Zuhuvim? He's not going to be chayif to give Yud Zuhuvim. He says, why? He said, because Whose mitzvah? He stole the mitzvah from the mayor, right? So was it the mayor's mitzvah? He said it wasn't the mayor's mitzvah. The mayor was appointed as a shliach, but it's not his. And being that he says, if the father was going to do the bris milah, then memela, the father has a mitzvah of a man. It's a mishnah mesachas kedushin, achav dazonel. But the father wasn't doing the mitzvah. It was the mayor that was doing the mitzvah. So being that it was the mayor that was doing the mitzvah, says the rush. There would be no halach of Yud Zehuvin. Why? It's the same Yisai. Because the only time you have the halach of Yud Zehuvin is when you take away somebody's mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that the person is a bailam on. So if I'm a bailam on it, I shechter chaya, misha shafach, hu yechase. It's my schus. It's my obligation, but it's also my schus. A mitzvah is an obligation, but it's a schus. So mean that it's my schus that you have the halach of Yud Zehuvin. But in a case where it's not mine per se, but rather, they called me up, so I'm going to be Oyel HaTorah, or I was appointed as a shliach by somebody. At the end of the day, me being a shliach of the father to do the bris milah doesn't make it my bris milah. I mean that it doesn't make it my bris milah. As I state in Rush, this would be an example of where you're not going to pay Yud Zehuvin. Very good. The shach in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Shin Pei Beis, says, he brings the Rush, and he says, when we divrei a Rush, Sheheveisi Muchach. From this Rosh, I see a very big chiddush. You ready? The Misha who Moyel, if somebody's a Moyel, and now he has a son, and he's being machnes the son of Brisa Shel Avram Avinu Beitay of Bezman, he's not allowed to take his son and appoint a shliach, a Moyel, to go ahead and do the bris milah. The chayev who ba'atzmi l'mayelah, he has to do the milah himself. Do me the kisui. The Misha shavachu yechasa. Just like you find by kisui adam with his halacha, Misha shavachu yechasa. And he says, v'chein mashma midivrei haramam, v'chein hachi mashna pashu deshas perakama de kedushin, mitzvah se'av ala ben, ha'av chayev l'mayelah. It says, if the father's not there, then other people are obligated to do it. Either way, the shach says that from this rush, I'm taking away a very important chiddush, and that is that if somebody knows how to do bris milah by himself, it's aser for him to hire a mile. It's aser for him to hire a mile and to have somebody do bris milah. If you can't do it, you can't do it. But let's say you know how to do bris milah, you're not allowed to hire a mile to do the milah for you. And the shach says, v'kasafti zeh, the reason I'm writing this is l'fisha ro'isi kama anoshim mechabdim le'acherim lamavos b'neim, the mechabit other people to do bris milah, av sheheim ba'atzman yucholim lamal, even though they know how to do the bris milah themselves, u'ledaiti, if you ask me, hey mevatlan mitzvah saseh, u'mitzvah gedoy l'shal milah, v'yesh lebezden mevatlan hadover hazeh. Azeh zok d'shach. Azeh d'shach, how do I know that? I know it from the Rosh. The Ktzos, right here in Simen Shin Pei Beis, brings from the Tfu Ashar, Teres Chaim's brother. He brings from the Tfu Ashar, and he's matmiya. He says, Gevalt, what's Poshup Shan in the Shach? He says, the Shach is just retired. And he asks kasha after kasha after kasha on the Shach. He says, but at first glance, just from a high level, he says, well, this is Tane Chitam V'Hoydulei B'Sairim. What did the Rosh say? The Rosh said that if somebody appoints a mayel to go ahead and do a bris milah, and then somebody chaps a mayel, says the Rosh, that being that it's not the mayel's mitzvah, it's the father's, it's not the mayel's mitzvah. So being that it's not the mayel's mitzvah, if somebody goes ahead now and he steals the mitzvah, quote unquote, he's not chayv Yud Zehuvim, and it's based on Tosfos Yosai, that the only time you have the chayv Yud Zehuvim is if you take away something that I have a schus to do. You take away my mitzvah. It's not the mayel's mitzvah. He was punked the appointee. He's like the person that was just called up for an aliyah. It's not his. I mean that it's not his, you don't have the halach of Yud Zehuvim. But it doesn't mean that when the mayel does the bris milah, that we don't say shluchay shal adam kemoisai, and it's as if the father did it. The shach said that, you know what I see in this rush? I see in this rush that if I know how to do bris milah, and I give you the milah to do instead of me, I'm being mevatel the mitzvah. Why am I being mevatel the mitzvah? What happened to shluchay shal adam kemoisai? You always have shluchay shal adam kemoisai. Yish mekadesh bayi b'shluchay. Okay, mitzvah bayi yoysa mi b'shluchay. That's what the shach means. The shach is saying that there's no shlichos. That's essentially what he's saying. So if there's no shlichos, that means somehow the shach saw in this rush that you don't say shluchay shal adam kemoisai. You don't see that. What you see is that even though the mayel was appointed a shliach, he doesn't become the bayim of the mitzvah. So if somebody steals it, he didn't take anything away from him. Thus, you don't trigger the yud zehuvim. But when you see that if the mayel does do it, he's not acting as a shliach of the father. And if he's acting as a shliach of the father, so what's the shach saying? So says the Tfuach, I push, don't understand the shach. We're discussing whether the mayel is a bailam on the mitzvah. Is there yudzuvim, is there not yudzuvim? The shach is discussing something else. If I know how to do bris milah, can I have somebody do it for me? The only tzad not would be if you don't say shulcha shaladam kemaisai. When do you see in this rush that you don't say shulcha shaladam kemaisai? Because the mayel doesn't become a bailam on the mitzvah, that means that he can't act as a shliach. Of course he can act as a shliach. It just means that he's not a bailam. It just means he's not a bailam, so you don't have the yud zehuvim. It doesn't become his mitzvah. It's the father's mitzvah. But at the same time, where do you see that if he does the mitzvah, you don't have the halacha of shluch and shalach kamaisa as I fake the tvorsha? Says the ktsai, that's what Rav Shmuel said. He said, so it's pasha what the shach means. Says the ktsai, I mamish don't understand the tvorsha. He said, there's a classic ktsai, so much in this ktsai. This is a famous yeshivish ktsai. But he says, it's pasha what the rush meant. What the shach meant. You know what the shach meant? He said, what did the shach say? What did the rush? The rush said that there's a yid, he's been machnas to some of the rishas of Rav Avinu. He appointed, he hired a mile. The mile's going to do the bismillah. The mile goes ahead and he does, he's about to do the mila. Somebody else goes and he chaps back the bismillah. He does the mila instead. Says the rush, you don't have to give Yud Zehuvah. Says, why not? Because you didn't steal a mitzvah. Which mitzvah did you steal? You stole a mitzvah? He said, the mile? The mile was going to do it, right? If the mile was going to do it, it's not his. So it means that it's not his. You didn't take anything away from him. Frank the Tzais, forget about the mile's mitzvah. You stole the father's mitzvah. If the father has a mitzvah, mitzvahs are of aloben to do bris milah. So l'chayra, when the father appoints a shliach to pash the lumbus to go ahead and do the milah for him, you say shluchay shaladim kamaisa. It's as if the father did the mitzvah. So what happens now if somebody went ahead and he chapped the mitzvah? He should be chayiv yudzehuvim. Not to the mayel, says the ktsais. To the father he should be chayiv yudzehuvim. You're right, he didn't steal anything from the mayel. The mayel is not his mitzvah, not his kid. He's not a bailam on this mitzvah. But you know why there should be a chiyuv yudzehuvim? Because he stole the father's mitzvah. What did the Rosh say? Potter from Yudzehuvim. Potter means he doesn't have to pay the mile. Potter means he doesn't have to pay the father. So the Shach, he says, I understand the Rosh. I understand the Rosh when he says that you don't have to give it to the mile. Because the mile is not a bailam on the mitzvah. But what happened to the father? L'chayr, you have to give Yudzehuvim to the father. Because had the mile done it, the mile was a shliach of the father would have gotten the mitzvah because of Shulchan Shalom Kamaisa. But now that the mile didn't do it, some other person did it. That other person was never appointed by the father. Thus, there's no Shulchan Shalom Kamaisa. So if there's no Shulchan Shalom Kamaisa, now the father will stand on the mitzvah. So why do you have to give Yudzehuvim to the father? Said the Shach, what I see in this Rosh is a Dovin Naira. That when you appoint a mile to do a mila for you, he's not acting as your shliach. There's no shlichus when it comes to this mila. Oh, if there's no shlichus, that's why there's no Yudzehuvim to the father. Because the father's anyways not the one doing the mitzvah. The father got no mitzvah here because there's no shlichus. Who did the mitzvah? Oh, it's the mile. The mile's not a bailam on the mitzvah. But the mile, it's like going up for an aliyah. It's very nice. He was appointed by the father, but it's not his. I mean that it's not his. That's why there's no Yudzehuvim. There's no Yudzehuvim to the father because the father's not doing it anyways because there's no shlichus. There's no Yudzehuvim to the mile because the mile is not a bailam. But the bottom line, it says the rush. It says the shach. Oh, you see in this rush that there's no shlichus when it comes to milah. If there's no shlichus when it comes to how are we allowed to point the mile? Don't we have a mitzvah? What happened to the Mishnah Kedushin? Mitzvah solve all about the test. We don't know how to do bris milah. So if you don't know how to do bris milah, the child needs a milah for the child's sake. So meaning the child needs a milah. So that's why we appoint the mile. Oh, but let's say you know how to do the bris milah, then you can't appoint the mile. Because if you know how to do a bris milah, you're being mevatel your mitzvah. That's what the shach meant. The shach was mechiach from this rush tucked away in Perikisi Adam half of the fell. Tucked away in Perikisi Adam a chiddush neira bris toira 101, and that is. That is that a father who know that there's no shli when you appoint a mile to do bris milah for you, you're not being your kind your mitzvah zav al aben, right? You think you're being mekayim your mitzvah zav al aben, albeit with shluchay shalom kamaisa. It's not true, says the shach. Shach is not true. There's no shlichos l'may nafkamina. You have to do it anyway, so really has no practical ramifications other than if you're a mile. Because if you're a mile, now you know how to do the bris milah. Oh, so if you know how to do the bris milah, so now you have an obligation to do it. Because if you don't do it, you're actually being mevatel mitzvah. If you're not a mile, you're not being mevatel mitzvah. You don't know how to do it. But if you're a mile, then you're going to be mevatel mitzvah. The question is, why is there no shlichus when it comes to bris milah? Why not? What happened to shulchus on the kamaisa? So that's the second part of the ktsais. And the ktsais relates it to a famous taisus rid in Parakish Mekadesh. Is the shlichus by mitzvahs, right? If I make a shliach to go sit in a sukkah for me, right? Will you put on tefillin for me today? I'm running a little late. So, why could you do that? So the Tzitzit says, Avadi, you can't do that. He says, you have to be involved, right? There's no such thing that you can make someone do mitzvahs for you. You have to play a role in your mitzvah. Malach the naslai de acherim works sometimes, but not with mitzvahs. So, when it comes to mitzvahs, you have to do something at the very least. So, just like you can't have somebody sit in a sukkah for you, it's for the same token, you wouldn't be able to do this either. But it's Erev Shabbos. It's just one more ha'ara. And that is, so we're talking about the idea of Yudzehuvim. And it's very important, Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer asks a kasha. He says that he doesn't understand this whole concept of Yudzehuvim. He says, L'chayre nira. What is Yudzehuvim? The Gemara's not sure. Is it Tzchar Mitzvah? Or is it Tzchar Bracha? So says the Chassam Sofer, what does this mean? It means that we decided, Chazal did, that the value of a mitzvah is Yudzehuvim. Is that even possible? Is it even possible that the value of a mitzvah is Yudzehuvim? We know that kol chafetzecha lo yishvuva mitzvahs have yizorbe mitzvah kalav kibachamur shiat yadeya man scharin so mitzvahs is far makdash and say because not shiat yadeya, you don't know what's more shiat yadeya, you can't fathom what schar mitzvahs. So what does it mean? What's this whole idea of yudzuhuvim v'su? And then the chasam sofer is moisef. He says, I'll ask you another kasha. He says, haloi chishev lasayis mitzvah v'nenas v'loy asoy. Isn't the rule, the Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Men, that Chishev Lasayis Mitzvah, a person wanted to do a mitzvah, v'nenas, he was annoying, it's v'lo yasoy. Ma'lo l'vakos of kilasoy. Which means that even if you don't do the, you were about to do the mitzvah, Yid was about to do Kisei Adam, and somebody went and he chopped away the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, he gets Char Mitzvah, Chishev Lasayis Mitzvah, v'nenas v'lo yasoy, Ma'lo l'olav ha'kos of kilasoy. So two kashas break the chasam sofer. Number one, this whole yudzohuvim thing is making me very uncomfortable. That's chasam mitzvah. That this is what the mitzvah is worth. We figured out we have a number to a mitzvah. So every time a person does a mitzvah, he can cash the register. He has another 10 zohuvim that he was just zeichet to. Yofa koyres ruach me'elam abam mikol anoyes elam. There's no way. He says. Besides, he says when I want to do a mitzvah and you steal it from me, I didn't lose anything. So what are you giving? You're making me whole for the yudzohuvim that I lost. Says the chasam sofer, it's pashut that's not what it means. You're right, this is not schar mitzvah. Number one, because there is no schar mitzvah in theory in Ba'ilam Hazeh. And number two, because anyway's going to get your schar mitzvah. You didn't steal it from me. You know what it is? It's when a person does a mitzvah, he has a gishmak. Wow, he gets to be Oivis Hashem B'simcha. He says, you take away a mitzvah from me, guy feels a shtick lungazetzt. I thought I had an opportunity to do a mitzvah, and now I can't go ahead and do the mitzvah that I wanted to do. So the nekuda over here is it's that tsara guf that the person has. If I did the mitzvah, it would have been wonderful. Because of the fact that I can't do the mitzvah, not so much. So as a result, you need to make me whole for the tsara guf. It's not tschar mitzvah. This is not on the... We're not taking care of the spiritual component. It's the posh of the tsara guf. You mitzvah somebody? Nezek tzar, ripu shavas boys, the concept of tashlumei tzar, says the chasam sofer, it's tashlumei tzar. It's the tzar that I have because of the fact that I thought I was going to do the bris milah, I thought I was going to get the aliyah, okay, you have to send the rush. I thought I was going to do kisei adam. It's that tzar, it's that tzar that I had that we're now going to go ahead and we're going to force you to make pay a class. But the truth is that the kasha of the chasam sofer is a little bit of a chiddush. I mean, the chasam sofer has two kash. First kasha is, how could you put a price tag on a mitzvah? Okay, that's a moving me'el of bomb kasha. But the second kasha, Freit Chasam Sofer, if I want to do a mitzvah, you take the mitzvah away from me. Don't I get schar as if I did the mitzvah anyways? Chishev lasayis mitzvah, v'nenas v'le'asoy, ma'lo l'vakos of gilasoy. I mean, I think if you ask the man on the street, he would tell you, yeah, if a person wants to do a mitzvah and he didn't do it, he gets schar. But is it mamish on the same level of schar as if he would have done the mitzvah himself? And the Chasam Sofer, you see, yeah. That chishev lasayis mitzvah v'nenas v'loy asoy ma'lo l'makos of kiv asoy. And the truth is, in the world of lamdas, this is a very big chiddush. Why? Because we know there's a concept of oynas rachmana patre. But all the lamdim know from the sugi v'yesha and his begitin, this is ksuvis daf gimel amin aleph, that oynas rachmana patre means that if you do something ba'oynas, it's as if you didn't do it. Right, if you do something ba'oynis, it's as if you didn't do it. Reb Chaim, Reb Chanan, Chav de Shloima. This is mamish ksubas right in the beginning. This is the first big sugya. But that's the pshat. If I do something ba'oynis, so the halach is ulanai relay sasadava. She was an oynis. She was forced into this. So she was. She's an eishes ish that was mezana. Yeah, but she was mezana ba'oynis. It's as if she wasn't mezana at all. That's the whole point. The point is that if you do something ba'oynis, it's as if you didn't do it. But that's if you do something ba'oynis. What if I don't do something machmas oynis? I didn't do it because of an oynis. Is it as if I did it? Of course it's not as if I did it. If you do something ba'oynis, it's as if you didn't do it. What do you mean I did it? Yeah, but I did it ba'oynis. That's just kein meisa. But if I don't do something and I only didn't do it machmas oynis, it's not going to be as if I did do it. Right, the Rivash says, why is I say Deich Alois Saseh? You know, I say Deich Alois Saseh. So Ramban says in Parshas Yisroel, because when a person does a mitzvah Saseh, it's a manifestation, it represents his ahava that he has for Hashem. And when a person is Eved Meira, it's a representation of Yira. Thus, being that the Madrega of ahava is greater than the Madrega of Yira, so ahava is Deich Yira, Aseh is Deich Alois. But the Rivash can do a set of different Pshah. He says that if I have an Aseh and a Lois, I have two options. I could either do the Aseh at the expense of the Lois Aseh, or I could be Mekayim the Lois at the expense of the Aseh. He says, if I do the Aseh at the expense of the Lois Aseh, being that when I did the Lois Aseh, I was being Mekayim and Aseh, it comes out the Lois Aseh was being done by Oynis. If the Lois Aseh was being done by Oynis, if I do something by Oynis, if I didn't do it. So I was never really over the Lois Aseh. But if I Mekayim the Lois Aseh, so that I shouldn't, but I'm a Vato the Aseh, so I was Mekayim the Lois Aseh, but did I get the Aseh? No. What do you mean? I only didn't do the assay because of the lois assay. That's true, but if you don't do something machnas loynis, it's not as if you did it. The point is, if I do something because of an assay, if I didn't do it. But if I don't do something because of an assay, it's not as if I did do it. This is a very important major law in this. But either way, here you have an idea of chishav lasus dover venenas v'loy assay malo l'makos of kila assay. This is inconsistent with all the lumdus of oynis. That's the first star, I think. But either way, right? This is the first star. But I think the second thing is really what this is totally in is malo l'makos of keilu. All the keilus in shas. We always talk about this. All the ke'ilus. Kol megadim yasav yisamim techbeisay malo l'vakosav kilu yo. Kol ma'amadus ben kaveri toira malo l'vakosav kilu. All the ke'ilus. If somebody learns kachim, it's as if he brought karbanis. But all the kilos is a mamish kid. This is mamish tachida. This is all that ray. The chachma shloim and Ebenezer seminal. This is mamish there. This is malo all of a kos of kilo asoy. It's mamish kilo asoy. So it's kilo asoy. The chachma shloim. You're getting the same exact schar as a person that did the mitzvah. If you're getting the same exact schar, then it's pashid. It's pashid. Faith chachma shloim for it. I don't understand. So why is the yutzuvin? It must be. It's not related to the schar mitzvah. Must be. It's related to the tsar haguf. But just to end with one, just one area where the Chassam Sofer applied, this is an idea incidentally, that some Yusoy, this Chassam Sofer has this over and over and over again. This is one of them. Chassam Sofer says this a lot, that he believed that Chishav Lasis mitzvah and Enes V'leyas, it's mamish as if he did a mitzvah. I mean, this is a big chizik. Sometimes a person wants to do a mitzvah and unfortunately he's in a situation where he can't and then maybe he's not well or whatever the reason is. This is a big chizik. It's Chishav Lasis mitzvah and Enes V'leyas. This is not just Divri Agada where the Nadi Bidu says maybe, you know, it's hard to learn halachas from Agada. No, this is the Chassam Sofer said this in Tshuvas many times. Just one example. Sofer was discussing a very controversial halacha, the Ramah. And the Ramah is in Hilchas Nidoy V'cherim. Yerideh Yisim in Shin Lamedali. The Ramah said, U'menadin al mishachayev nidoy, v'afilu yeshlocha sha'idei ken yotzal letar v'sra. So what happens if a person is chayiv and nidoy? And then the rabbanim, they get together and they decide, you know, if we put this person in his place, which is what he deserves, there's a good chance he's just going to check out. He may be yotzei l'tar v'sra. So do we have to be sensitive to that or not? So it's a mefurish rama. U'menadin l'mishu chayiv nidoy v'afilu yeshlochosh ha'idei kach yotzei l'tar v'sra ein lochosh bekach. The Taz argues a very long Taz in the beginning of Shin Lamed Aleph. He says, Chas v'sholom, you have to be sensitive to this. There's no way in the world that you can't be. Chassam Sofer was sent to Shiloh where there was a case where this person had to be put in chayim. He had a family. And the askanim were worried about the family. They were worried about his kids, and they thought that maybe his kids would be Yotzei L'tar V'sra. The question was how to deal with it. He talks about Katshap Tzai Tzvi. He was mechalik between different types of Rishon as it relates to the halachas of Nidui, Ayin Shamas. And Shalos the Chuvas Chassam Sofer Yerideya, Simen Shin Chav Beis. But then at the end, he brings that he heard something that the Marshal in Yamshel Shloima, it's in the end of Bava Kama, the Sugis of Moser, say he brings a tshuva from Rapaltoi Goyin. The Rapaltoi Goyin discussed that if somebody's put in Cheren, we don't allow his wife to go to shul, and we don't let his children go to yeshiva. As I stated in Rapal Toigoy, that where Sheyesh Ligzar al Eshes Hamuchrim, Shaloy Leilach Lebeis Akneses, Ulagarish Bona Mi Beis HaSefer. The Kosav, and the Yamshel Shloime brings this from Rapal Toigoy, he says, he can't believe it. He says, his wife going to shul, maybe that I could live with. But he said, children are going to yeshiva. He says, Kol Oilam Eina Miskayim Melo Behevel Tinek Shabbos Rav. He says, there's no such thing. And the Yamshel Shloime says, it was a Maisa Shahoyu by him, where he put somebody in Cherim, and the Oilam came to him, they knew this Rapal Toigoy, and they said, you have to tell the children not to go to yeshiva. And Yamshel Shloime said, I stood my ground, I went connected, what are the Goyim? Yamshel Shloime had plates, right? He was very sharp, Yamshel Shloime. He said, he didn't care. He went against Rapal Toigoy. He said, there's no way I'm going to let these kids not go to Beis HaKnesses. Says the Chassam Sofer, Hinei, Lafi, Anias, Daiti, Yeshli, the Yashiv, Divrei, Agoyin, Rapal Toigoyin. He says, I want to be Miyash, Rapal Toigoyin. And first he says that, you know, we know that when a person's children learn, or his wife, it's a tremendous chus for the Yadua. Ki yesh schia rabba l'ha'ov, b'mashu bonav hoichem l'beis ha'sefer. A father has tremendous chosim when his children sit and learn. And it's a schus for him if his wife goes to shul also. The fact that a person's family, their shomer Torah mitzvahs, is a tremendous schus for he himself. And he says he thinks they're a patoy guy, and he says it barichos, we'll just say it pekitzer, why he didn't want the family, he didn't want the children to go to yeshiva, he didn't want it to be a schus for this man. This yid deserves to be in Cherem right now. We don't want him to have schosim. And we don't want to have schosim. We're not going to let his kids go to yeshiva. It's unbelievable. This is what he says. He said, but what about the children? What about the children themselves? Why should the kids lose out? Listen to this lashon. U'mikamokim ein bezeh shum hefsel labanav leishtoi. V'gam lekirin ha'oila ma'oimed al abas tinek shvayz ha'evet tinek shvayz ram. Nobody loses out when these kids don't go to yeshiva. What do you mean? They're supposed to go to yeshiva. And now they're not. If they'd be in yeshiva, they'd be learning. Now that they're not in yeshiva, they're not learning. He says, I'm sorry for the chol mechashiv lasis mitzvah. V'nenas v'lo yasoh, ma'alo olav ha'kosov gilu asoy. Nimtso schar ha'isho ve'habonim, v'shal kol ha'olam hu mamish kol kach. Kilu nichnesu abonu lebeis ha'sefer. Ukilu hispalo lo ha'isho bebeis ha'kneses. V'rak, ach hu ha'sarvan. It's just this guy, mafsitzcha. He's the only person that's going to lose it. But other than him, every oilam kibinagi, right? His kids weren't in yeshiva. What do you mean? They weren't in yeshiva. They were in yeshiva. Because they wanted to be in yeshiva. This is a chasam sefer in a tshuva. In a tshuva. Where he's entering the repaltoi goyin. This is not stam a tshuva. This is dvarim ma'oimdim berumay shalaylam. This is something with the Ramah and the Taz. Look at the Lashonis and the Taz. He was very not happy with this Ramah. And the Yamshel Shloima and the emotions are flying here also. This is a serious, serious halacha. And Zokta Chassam Sofer, what he writes here in his Divrei Agadah, Masechtas Chulin, Daf Peizai, he talks about it in other tshuvas as well. But the Chassam Sofer held that if a person only wants to do a mitzvah, sometimes we can't do what we want to do, and sometimes it's, you know, for real reasons, and, you know, nebuch things that are very chomer, and sometimes it's something a little bit more subtle, but says the Chassam Sofer, a person doesn't lose out. Chishev laseis mitzvah, don't apply the lumdus and ksubas daf gimel, that's when you learn yeshayinus begitin. But when it comes to this, a person wants to do a mitzvah, he's an oynes, it's as if he did it. Yeah, these children, they're in the Beis HaKnesses, the woman, she's davening, the hevel piyam shal tinoikish shal bisrabim shal ilam eskayim, the ilam is going to be meskayim by this kid who's stuck at home. What do you mean? He's stuck at home. How could it be? Yeah, because chishev lasis mitzvah v'nenes v'lo yasoy, ma'al olav akosav kilu asoy.